Dr. Katya Moritz, a cognitive behavioral psychologist, is the creator and co-director of the film entitled Undiagnosed Medical Refugees.
Oh, I am actually a private practitioner. I am a board-certified cognitive behavioral psychologist. I have a practice in Florida, and I've been living in Park City. I've been coming to Park City for 18 years. This is the place we love, and we've been living here full-time for the past 2 years.
All right, so you kind of brought your practice here with you.
I have a practice here in Park City as well, yes.
Nick Miller, the other director, and Crystal Sherman, a producer, are graduates of Park City High. Dr. Moritz said she is an undiagnosed patient herself. She's ill, although she eats right, exercises, and does not smoke.
I've been an undiagnosed patient for 4 years now, and I realized that there are millions of people in the same situation where they're physically ill. They have an illness that they can't name. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to go from the next treatment for the next step. And I realized something had to be done about it. I wanted to write a book, and I thought, you know, how can I make a bigger impact? And I started to create this documentary here in Park City.
You look perfectly well, but you don't feel well?
So it's very common for undiagnosed patients. Some of them are so ill, they're dying. Some of them are in wheelchairs. It's different, right, for every patient. And so some patients have episodic illnesses where they are well for a little bit and then they get really sick and then they are well again. So in reality, it's hard for people sometimes to realize how sick and how impaired their lives have been.
And yes, she said, doctors have told her it's all in her head, but she said even then it can be a problem.
I wouldn't be walking around sitting here. I'll be so nervous about it that I wouldn't leave, right? So for our patients that are, having struggles with severe anxiety, severe depression, it's much more impairing. So I always say if it's in your mind, the brain is the most complex organ in your body. So it's going to be even harder. It's going to be even more functionally impairing. I say, though, that, you know, we have to be careful with that because doctors then delay diagnosis. So we even have a Park City story of a boy that was misdiagnosed, and I think he was in your show once, Kevin Whitening, and he was misdiagnosed with anorexia when it was something different. And that's what's so hard about the undiagnosed population because we don't have a name, an identity, and that's where the movie's trying to show that we need an identity. We need people to realize all of us know someone who's been undiagnosed.
The problem, she said, is that there's no database for undiagnosed patients.
To qualify to meet criteria for a medical journal, you have to have a large sample, a lot of scientific scrutiny, which is great. But like people like me and people like all the other people who are undiagnosed, we really don't have a place to put our information. And even going forward, when a person who is undiagnosed passes away, there is no place to put their data. There is no place to continue unless you are at a study. There's no cross-referencing for other illnesses. There are registries where you put your information. If you have cancer, you have a place to put it in a registry. And then medicine moves forward because of registries, right? And so we are trying to tell people, God, wake up. You guys are missing the opportunity to look at this population and further medicine and further science.
The filmmakers say they have until June 18th to meet a Sundance submission deadline in their funding campaign.
We have over 300 hours of shot images, and we're doing really well. Right now, our funding is really to get the editor. We need to get a really, really good editor because this could be only an advocacy movie, like a small little part of it. But if we made a beautiful narrative, the stories are so compelling, and the energy is there. We've been working on this for 18 months without any pay, funded everything out of pocket because we truly believe this project is going to make a huge impact in medicine and in the world, but we need the community's help. We definitely need it right now.
Dr. Moritz said they have received support, including a recent $25,000 donation from the University of Utah Pediatric Department. You can go online to undiagnosedfilm.com for information about donating or to see a trailer. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.